Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Marlene, and we used to have the show, The Prinzing Show, which was my last name, and I think I got as much mileage out of making fun of my last name as possibly could. And we used to call the show The Prinzing Show, which was my last name, and I made fun of it to the end of time. And it's time to change the name of the show. I've also changed my marketing, even though I am still Marlene Prinzing. I'm still the inventor and creator and CEO of the Prinzing Method, which is, as some of you know, sort of a psychotherapeutic, a somatic kind of processing that I do with people that I can do both here in my home office studio in Superior, Colorado, as well as I can do this over the phone long distance with people as well. I have an ability of a clairaudience, not like clapping audience, but clairauditory, which simply means that I have a strong ability to read, get messages, and interpret the needs of others by what I hear, and then perhaps what I feel, which might sometimes be considered therapeutic, maybe sometimes clairsomatic, perhaps. So here we are with the new show. The new show, the new marketing theme is, the theme is always the same here at the show. The show now is the Gifted Whisper Show, and I've used that title on and off throughout my 25-year career here as the intuitive physical and mental rehab expert that I am, which is kind of the linear black and white name of what I do. However, I did have to kind of explain that a bit, and it also put me into competition in a sense with a physical therapist, which is fine. Competition is fine. However, I think it began to be a little misunderstood what it was I did, and I'm saying that from people long distance in my own community here, who people have utilized my work, and I've helped others there. There's no misunderstanding, but I think it's easier and more simple since the whisperer theme is out there, and the people do know about this these days. So I'm using it. I wouldn't have had the idea, to tell you the truth, but one of my clients and our students from yoga and somatic processing of what I do, she had said to me, there you go, you're doing it again. And I was like, I lost my voice, it was so funny. I was like, what are you talking about? And of course, what she was talking about is that I had a different sense, I'll say a sixth sense of intuition. People call it psychic mediumship. What are some other names for it? Intuitive, whisperer. So it's just a different gift that I have, that I know I've had since I was small, since I was born, to tell you the truth. But that's a little bit odd, but true. Odd, but true. So as we do here on the show, now called The Gifted Whisper Show, we are here to help others. And that's always been the theme here at the show, in that we want to help others. I want to spread the word around what other people are doing to help others. And in essence, create a bit of a network of people needing help, finding those who can help them. And on that vein, I just also recently created on both Facebook and LinkedIn, and please go to us and join. It's a public group. I created the, let me see if I phrased it to make sure you look it up correctly. I use the word the because I'm not. So it is called, it's called Gifted Whisper Group. So it's, and it's separate words in that regard, even though it's all kind of run together on the website. My website is giftedwhisperer.com. But go ahead and look up the group if you'd like to join. And really, the mission of the group, and I created the group, is, again, to help others, to network, and to kind of heal the world one person at a time. And that is also indicative of the work that I do, NSS that I heal the world one person at a time. I also heal and aid and guide and facilitate people by working with who they are one little iota at a time. So it is kind of the same thing. In chemistry, I guess I call this treating. And in homeopathic medicine, it's called the same thing. And the theory is little bits and little bits and little bits and little bits of things. Then do something very different than bits. So that's kind of a whole new theory, but I'm going to mention that for kicks because it's valuable as far as healing and health and knowledge. Homeopathic medicine has originally came from Germany in the late 1800s and was invented by a gentleman by the name of Samuel Hahnemann, a German gentleman. And I don't know his background other than perhaps I think he did have a chemist kind of a background. And he discovered that if you put either the same or something similar of a substance in I'm going to call it a petri dish, then it creates a immune response from the body that is healing. So it's not like masking, like using aspirin where you kind of mask pain, but it's really about sort of getting into the intelligence of the body, which is, of course, what I do in my work. My original name from students was the Body Whisperer, but it didn't feel that encompassing. So at any rate, back to our theory here on the homeopathics that I got off on, just because it's an interesting topic. It is about healing and it is about helping, and I am here to educate and help others. I have spent my entire life healing myself. I was born with a head injury, and I think, as some of my guests have also alluded to, that if there was some sort of anomaly of sorts out of the ordinary, normal gene pool, if you will, that people came to the world with, seems to have predisposed us to having a sixth sense. Anybody out there that is wondering what the heck is going on with that, that might be the case. Okay, so one last thing about the homeopathic, and then I'm going to return to the guest that we are going to all send healing energy to. Oh, maybe this is why this is happening. I always think there's a purpose for everything, and I do follow this sense of mine. I often wonder, if people don't have the sixth sense, how do they even navigate themselves through the day? But I understand that they do it in a different way, in some different fashion, of course, that I have no idea what it might be. Okay, so I'm having a second thought about this, an additional thought. Okay, so I'm going to introduce my guest, like I said, it's home with pneumonia, of which I have had, and he had the same kind of symptom I had, which is every time he talked, he coughed. It's horrible, especially if you're going to be on a radio show. So I still have his marketing copy. The theme is still the same. I did speak with him and his coughing self a little bit today. I sent him some healing energy. He is a Jay Sandoval. Wonderful man. He is the founder of what's called Go Notes, G-O-N-O-T-E-S. And again, even though the product perhaps is different, as I'm in the healing field and helping others, the theme is still the same. He really wanted to create what he calls an equal playing field for small businesses versus large businesses who had perhaps ample resources in getting together online marketing, scheduling, online booking, contact management, service management, and notes and activity logs, text notifications, email notifications. These are all really wonderful, great things that Mr. Jay Sandoval here has come up with in his business of the Go Notes. Again, same theme. He really wanted to help small business. He knew there was a niche. I'm small business as well. He knew we were all having a difficult time trying to, how do we possibly get the same or similar resources to run our businesses from this kind of a standpoint in an affordable kind of way that the large companies just sort of take for granted because it's part of their infrastructure. Say a few more things about this company because I think it's just a wonderful concept. And again, it helps people exactly like me in small business trying to find something affordable where you're not doing everything on your own, which is, of course, what I've done for years. And that's another reason I also created the Gifted Whisper group, is I do want to connect and network with others and see if we can't pool resources so we're not all singly running around by ourselves trying to save the world. Here is what Jay Sandoval has said about this, which I just think is wonderful, fascinating. So get ready to write down his contact information, all you small businesses like myself. He mentioned, independent practitioners, physical therapists, fitness instructors, all kinds of people who perhaps run a contract a basis, a business, who again are counting every time and are being supported by a larger financial umbrella. So again, getting in contact with him is gonotes.com, G-O and then note, N-O-T-E-S. So he said, and this sounds like a miracle to me, but, you know, we love miracles, that he could offer small business these services for under $100 a year. And there's sort of some automated, fabulous services that we as small business owners kind of run around chasing our own tail during the day to do. So, I mean, if this is really true, which I'm pretty sure it is, well, I know it is, it's in what capacity that he would explain it to us about. But you're going to have to contact him to get the info. But again, he has mentioned that he can do these services for under $100 a year going to GoNotes.com. So let me list this again that he does, because I just, this is the wonderful assistance to small business. Online booking services, online book on the web page, appointment scheduling, email, text notification, business marketing, must be an automated thing, I'm guessing, but again, you have to contact him. Contact management, service management, and notes and activity log. So I think this is just an invaluable service that he's offering here. I know that he has a team of people helping him with this, and what a great time that we're in, that we can take advantage of this from an online standpoint, and that he can help people from this standpoint. So contact him again at GoNotes. I love that, GoNotes.com. It's a great one. It's wonderful. So, again, his name is Jay Sandoval. The common theme, once again, here at the show, you can listen to the show here every Wednesday. We've done the show every Wednesday for almost a year at this point. It used to be called The Prenzing Show, which was his last name. I say that as if I'm dead. It still is my last name. It's still my last name. I'm in the healing field. I have a little lineage of being in the healing field. My uncle, Dr. Prenzing, is in Denver, Colorado. I'm here in Superior, Colorado. And I had, I'm going to call it a downline, individuals in my family for quite some time, which brings me to the fact that I was very close to becoming a veterinarian. Sometimes I say vet, people think of military vet, of which I have also done a show about, because I do regard myself as a PTSD resolution expert, which is a trauma expert in helping anybody with PTSD resolve, repattern, recalibrate, and sort of re-educate both the nervous system, the autonomic nervous system, the parasympathetic nervous system, the body, the tissue memory, the energetic system, the reflex system, And interestingly enough, I think I've had guests on the show of all those disciplines. 2 weeks ago, I had most wonderfully niche, exciting person I'll call. I think niche from a marketing standpoint, she's the nerve whisperer. I think that's the most fabulous thing in the world. She works with people with multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's. You can check that show out. And also, she is a member of a gifted whisper group. So I would say little tidbits of all this that other people do. She's got a specialty. It's amazing, absolutely amazing. So, again, check out my new website, giftedwhisperer.com. So it's all one word, gifted, and then whisper, whisperer.com. And I have a little story on there about how I got to get to this place. I feel like over the years I've kind of come out of the closet as an intuitive. And I will say that that sixth sense of mine that I was born with is precisely and exactly the only reason I would say, well, perhaps, I'd say most, I'll give it a 95, most of the reason that my business has been successful and that I really have had 100% success rate with all my clients over the past 25 years. And I'm not saying I turned them from awful to wonderful in 5 seconds. But what I am saying is that because I do have the ability to tune into someone else's body, that what I'm helping them do from a somatic processing standpoint and from using my sixth sense of knowledge, I have really had every single client have some sort of a positive shift in some regard or another, every session that they've come to me. I'm amazed at the end of the session, as is the client, because I really don't feel like I'm doing it. I feel like I'm kind of the guide and the facilitator. What's interesting about that is I'd say the other 5 to 10% of my success is the linear education that I have that then gives me the resource to pull from and to make definition from. Which means one of my bachelor's degrees is in dance and kinesiology, being the study of human movement. I also have an advertising and marketing degree, and both of these are from CU Boulder, a long time ago, before most of you were born. And I also then have a master's degree from a wonderful Buddhist college here in Boulder, Colorado. And my master's degree is in somatic psychology / body psychotherapy. So I would say these disciplines in themselves give me, again, the background book knowledge to make sense of what information it is that I'm channeling. So I think there's some divine intervention going on in there that I feel like a television. I guess I don't have tuners. Radio. Well, they don't do that anymore. Well, they sort of do. I'm thinking radio as tuning into radio. You tune into a different channel and you get a different radio station. I feel like my body has always been the radio station and the tuner. And when I get mundane knowledge that I've learned, it comes through a different channel in my body. And when I interpret, feel, sense, get, hear, feel information, I can notice what channel it's coming in. And I'll use the example of, I'll say, an aha. Those aha moments are, I would say, the beginning, the apex, the tipping point, the crescendo, in a sense, of the beginning of getting information in a different way. So look for that in case you're getting those and you're wondering what's going on. I've had this going on for so long that I can identify in physical space where, in fact, the different information comes in. And it does, funny enough, feel like I have like a pan on my head, which I do have a pan on my head. And in one of my Facebook pictures, just for some comic relief, and it feels, it does. It's just very funny. It does. It feels like there's antennas on top of my head, like the old-fashioned televisions. And when I get a sixth-sense piece of information, that doesn't feel like a memory, it doesn't feel like a dream, it doesn't feel like it has a whole different feeling. It you can't interpret it as something familiar, I would say. And yet, because it's been happening for me, with me, and to me for so long, that it does feel familiar, but I will say it definitely comes in on a different channel. It comes on in a different channel. It's almost as if I'm tuning in, or someone or something, or perhaps universal energies I'm tuning in with. Maybe even from an astrological sense, that could be true as well. Then like to invite all of you, because I have redone all of my marketing into the Whisper marketing, because I think it is it's an open book in a sense, but it's also specific. And under the Gifted Whisperer on my website, I just delineate myself in three simple fashions. I say I'm the human whisperer, I'm the animal whisperer, and then last I say I'm just the everything whisperer. And I think that's very accurate and inclusive. And I literally have spent my entire life on this planet this time around. I'm not talking about past lives, because next week we'll have a guest who talks about past lives, but I'm not talking about that now. We could talk about it. I'm not referring to that, however. I'm referring to how we all find our own path. I've taught even workshops, and we'll be teaching more, and I will keep you abreast of those. But I have taught workshops in solo by myself and with other colleagues on discovering your dharma, seeking your purpose. Dharma, the Sanskrit word for life purpose from Eastern Indian philosophy. And I feel like I got that message early on for some reason. Sometimes, as you know, if you've listened to these shows, some people get the message at the different times in their lives, or they don't listen to the message, or people think they're crazy, or they think they're crazy, or something. I've had this message for quite some time. So I am available. Please, again, go to giftwhisper.com. I am available in person in Superior, Colorado, where I do a little bit more hands-on. It is kind of physical therapy, but I would say it's a therapy of a physical nature, as a sense. And then I'm also available via phone. And because of my head injury that I mentioned, that I think is really given me the gift of being a gifted whisperer, which I explain a little bit on my website, I'm unable to use Skype. It makes me nauseated and gives me vertigo. There's something to do with the mirroring and tracking and reflective quality of my nervous system. If you ever come to visit me in Superior, Colorado, don't ask me to go to IMAX, the huge movie theater that there's a three-dimensional aspect that kind of makes you feel like you're in a plane, because that would make me throw up. We don't want that to happen. So, again, I'm available by phone in person. I'm in Superior, Colorado, but I do this work as well over the phone, so contact me on giftedwhisper.com. I have two really neat kind of things going on that website as far as how and what and what you might need. I have a donation button, and I charge $2 a minute for reading, so you can tell me at a time when to stop or how much you want to get out of it, and that's a really wonderful way to do that. It's the donate button on my website. The other great thing that I have for the holidays, and probably for any day, because I really think this kind of thing should be given more as a gift than a tangible gift. I'll call this intangible gift, because I'm kind of giving the gift of health and the gift of balance to people. What to do and check off your list for this holiday season, no matter what religion you might be celebrating. If I say holidays, I think everybody does some sort of a holiday something or another. And if you're a gift giver, I have a gift certificate button right on my website at the Whisper checkout page. And it prints you out, gives you a beautiful little gift certificate there. If you'd like to give that for a gift, I know other people who have gotten it and are, of course, pleasantly surprised that perhaps they've been given a gift to get themselves balanced and to find their dharma, to find their life purpose, to find what it is they're here to do, and to do what I always call, which is self-referral. Another class I teach on Udemy.com is, are you self-referral or are you object referral? And this concept, too, can change your life. It's about, if you have problems, do you then project and direct those problems at others? In our unfortunate episodes we've had lately in our society where an individual has a personal problem of some sort that they then blame on everything and everyone outside themselves, and then eventually they go crazy, and unfortunately they end up taking lives of people who have nothing to do with them, but they projected or have done what I call object referral towards people with relationship to what problems or issues they then should have dealt with in an internal sense about questioning themselves, not questioning everyone around them. And that's the basis of are you self-referral or are you object-referral? And that class also through Udemy.com is it's on sale. It's on special. It's like 50% off. So it's normally a $70 class, and it is half price. And that is www.udemy.com. And the words, are you self-referral or are you object-referral? And each one of those letters, oh, yes, it's not a word. I use the word R, the letter R. And then when if you're typing that in, there's just a dash in between each of those. So each of the letters, R, dash, U, dash, et cetera. So I want to thank you once again for joining us. Anyone listening, please send healing energy to Jay Sandoval of GoDots. As I mentioned, he had pneumonia today. So all listeners, send all the healing energy his way. And then once you get used to it, send it to your friends, send it to me, and share it. So thank you once again for joining me here at the Gifted Whisper Show. Hope to see you in cyberspace and at my website, giftedwhisper.com. So I appreciate everyone listening. Please send good news. Refrain from saying awful things to your friends. And thank you once again for joining me. Namaste.